I'm Lucy Barkas, and this is the Leader X podcast. Now, I really loved my conversation with Lee Evans, and I know that we're going to have many, many more in our future now that we found each other. And I love meeting those kindred spirits, and I feel really lucky to have found a huge community of them through my work and my life in general. It's my belief that when we choose to put ourselves out there and open up our own minds and our take a stand for what we believe in, we attract other people who are like that. Now, we talked leadership, purpose, influencers, but the word that I really want to reflect on today is belief. Now, Lee shared his own fascination with the power of the mind and belief. He wanted to test his own mind and actually had surgery without any anaesthetic. I mean, that's just mind-blowing. And in the process, he realised he felt nothing. He felt no pain. And he did that through, you know, getting into a hypnotic state, using the power of the mind. And I just think that's just awesome. Now, honestly, I've never gone that far. But my whole life, I've been intrigued by the thought processes, the power of the mind. Do you know what? Before I came on and started recording this, I quickly searched my Leader X manuscript and I found that the word believe appears 33 times. And actually, the word belief appears 29 times. And I had to go and do this bit of a sense check because it's just a word that I use all the time. Even when I'm sat here in my office right now, I'm looking at all of my the pictures and the postcards around my walls. And they've all got this belief, this power of positive thinking, this mindset. It's just a word, a way of being. Now, I've also always said that anyone can achieve their full potential if only they have the right environment and someone who believes in them a little bit more than they do themselves. And, you know, that's part of my core. That's how I've always seen the world. So I started to reflect on how beliefs have shaped who am I and how my life journey evolved because of my inner beliefs and the beliefs that others placed on me, I guess. So we've got to start with the negative beliefs because we all have them. You know, through my coaching work, it's what I'm actively listening for, the tales that people are telling them, the story, the narrative that they hold. So some people, yeah, they listen to their negative self-beliefs more than they do the positive ones. And do you know what? I have wasted so much of my own life listening to those negative beliefs. And they're generally the beliefs that others have put on me at some point. In fact, I realized just in the last few years that I held a very, very old belief that was put on me at the age of 15 by my old English teacher, Mrs. Langdon. And I still remember sitting in her classroom at, you know, like at 15, as she said the words to me. And she just said, "You're not very good at creative writing." And I can't even remember what the context was, but I remember her words so clearly and they've been etched into my subconscious and it's held me back for years. All the way through writing my book, Leader X, I kept hearing a voice in my head and the imposter syndrome was huge. And on launch day, the 26th of March last year, 2020, I just wanted to hide away, secretly hoping that nobody would ever read it. Thus proving she was right. Well, now I know she was wrong and I know I was wrong to believe her because I've had such amazing feedback from the book. In fact, only last week somebody phoned me to say that they'd taken their book, my book to the bath and it was so good. They didn't even notice the bath water getting cold. I mean, that's praise indeed. But a part of me still doesn't quite own it yet. And then there were all of the opportunities that I passed up in my life because I didn't think I was ready or skilled enough or credible enough. Again, the words of those older, wiser people advising me still present in my 40-something-year-old head. And now I realize I'm actually the age now that they were when they gave my younger self that advice. You know, I have to change that narrative. I have to change my beliefs and almost disown the ones that was bestowed on me by others. Don't forget to catch up with previous episodes like Tim Spiker on what the 77% essential ingredient is of leadership. And subscribe so you don't miss out on Fred Copestake, who talks about the modern approach to winning business. It's also a stark lesson for me as a parent and as a scout leader, as a developer of leaders, that my words can empower and multiply brilliance, or they can be an echo diminishing that light within somebody else for many, many years to come. My legacy may last a lifetime without me even realizing it. Now, I've always been one of life's champions. In coaching or workshops, I always try to help others build that inner belief system. I'm their champion. I encourage them to believe more, be more, do more. And I remember the first time I heard Marianne Williamson's poem, Our Greatest Fear, and it hit me so hard and so deep. I realized that most people were not held back by their fear of failure, but like me, the fear of success. I'm just going to read you a few lines of it just so you can hear what I'm talking about. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant and gorgeous and talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And that really hit me, because that was when I realized that it was my own fears, my own limiting beliefs that were holding me back. Now, I read a lot of books. I love human stories about the power of choice, the power of belief, the power of letting go and boldly and courageously stepping into a new life, a new way of being. Yes, it's a deeply personal journey, but in every hero story, there's a guide, a sage, a guru, a leader. Whether it's Yoda or Dumbledore, the genie from Aladdin, or Rafiki to Simba, we all need somebody to help us become more. What we need is that leader. I also find myself quoting myself quite a lot when I say that leaders stand on the shoulders of the giants that they create. This I believe in my bones. In simplistic terms, managers manage people. They manage the status quo. They want things to remain equal just to get the job done. Leaders, though, leaders lift others to be more, to do more and become more. Each time I took bold and a huge courageous step, I had somebody who believed in me a little bit more than I believed in myself. I had a leader who gave me an opportunity, saw something in me, or chose to take a risk on me. I will forever be grateful. The first time I actually experienced this, it was when I was made head girl at the age of 15. You know, I was that awkward, you know, teenage self who thought everybody was better or smarter or thinner or more attractive than me. I was chosen by the teachers from all of the students elected as prefects. I couldn't believe it. I kept thinking it was a mistake. And, you know, I just didn't want to own it. And then I asked my art teacher, why me? And he simply said, Lucy, you have a gift. You are able to connect with people regardless of age, sex, demographic. You see people. His words have stayed with me my whole life. Later, in my 20s, I had a great leader who nominated me for a leadership development course. I was to attend with a wider leadership community in my organization. They were the people that I respected and the people I really looked up to, people with years more experience. And I didn't get why I deserved a seat at that table, but I'm not going to lie, I took it with full gusto. He believed I was totally worthy when I didn't believe it myself. Now, these leaders who believed in me in my teens and my 20s helped me to believe in myself now. Although the imposter syndrome is always there to a little degree, I don't let it hold me back anymore. I have learned to change my beliefs, become my own inner champion and take risks. And that really is self-leadership. And that brings me on to my final reflection. Some beliefs we hold about ourselves can feel so hardwired into us that we just don't believe we can change, but we totally can. If an old belief system that worked for you before just isn't working for you now, you have the power to change it. You've got to do the work, develop new habits and change your perspectives and just choose a different belief. You've done it before. You know, remember being a teenager and being influenced by your friends more than your parents. You started then changing the way that you show up, the clothes that you wore, the music that you listened to, your worldview. Or perhaps you read a book or watched a movie or when being mentored by somebody and your views about who you are or the world around you changed. That's your plastic brain rewiring itself. It happens every day, and yet sometimes it feels so hard and we have the fear of letting go of those old beliefs. I mean, who will you become when you let go of that old self? And it's in those times that you need a great leader or a guide, a coach or a guru to help you become more and be more, to make those resonant choices, to not stay stuck and to begin moving forward. So honestly, if I can write a book, if Lee can have surgery without anaesthetic, if a white supremacist can be, you know, befriend a black person, or a terminally ill person can climb a mountain, you can choose to be whatever you want to be. It's your choice. And the greatest gift that you can give to others is the gift of belief. Be the leader who chooses to help others be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. So have a great day, and in the words of Lee Evans, have a purposeful day.